This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we got John Rappaport scheduled to do some No More Fake News, as he does so well, and we publish him right here at robertscottbell.com. Also, you know, Ty Bollinger goes outside the box, but, hey, Cap Morgan goes beyond the trend. We got some more Freshman Friday in just a moment. Let's see what other kind of wacky innovations and inventions she can throw our way and stump Super Don Grandpa and me, RSB. The other old guy in the room right now. So we're going to wait for the challenge in just a moment. Want to let you know again, heads up, the upcoming event next week. In fact, it is the Truth About Cancer Live, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 5th, 6th, and 7th of October. Then I'm heading out west to Seattle, Washington first, October 11th. We're going to go Outside the Box radio show at the Marlene's Market and Deli in Federal Way. That's outside of Seattle there, Federal Way, Washington. And a live broadcast and then a live free lecture for all of y'all that join me there. And we'll talk about silver, immune system, gut health, vaccine stuff. We'll cover it all in person. And I'll make my way down to Eugene and then Portland for the Natural Products Association Expo, Northwest Expo. And lecturing there and broadcasting. Probably we'll see our good buddy Stuart Tomp and our friends from CV Sciences as well. But let's stop there because I want to start again with Captain Morgan going beyond the trend with, I don't know what trend is next, Captain, but you'll keep us up to date.
Well, thanks, guys. I am having a super lot of fun looking at all these, like, crazy, wacky things for the back. And we talked about yoga swings. We talked about teeter boards or inversion tables or whatever you old folks call them. And, well, they're calling it a teeter board now. But anyway, So to go along with the teeter board, because this is the magic of shopping on Amazon, right, is they always help you bundle things and spend more money, as they are so kind to do.
Yes.
And so I just sent you guys a link to it. Teeter Better Back Acupressure Nodes.
Teeter Better Back Acupressure Nodes?
Say that five times real fast.
Right?
Does it require batteries?
No.
Okay. Whoa, I'm looking at them. It looks kind of intimidating. But it almost looks like, Super Don, if you open this thing and you look at it from the side, it's those tops that you would spin. You would roll it on the floor, boom, 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 and then let it go. Do you remember those?
I'm looking at it. Yeah, I'm looking at them now.
I was thinking like the twist-off tops from those, like, squeeze-it drinks.
Oh, yeah, that was way after our time. But I get you. I know where you're going. So these are tools that you can use for acupressure and acupuncture points that you use the pressure, not needles. I used to have something, in fact, I probably do, a massage therapist sold me called a knobble. It was a wooden, real smooth thing that looked like that, that had the brooch. What are you laughing at? What is that? I didn't say
a knobble.
I didn't say a nipple. I said a knobble.
And it was
like a massage tool. And you could, you know, when I used to, years ago, man, I had so many knots in my back when I was in recovery and detoxing and doing all the things early on. And so I would, you know, you could place it on a point, you could actually lay back on it, and it would, like, that pain that you don't want, but yet you know you need, you push, 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 and then it kind of gives you some semblance of relief. But you can use these things on acupressure points. This looks pretty interesting.
See, I get, I mean, I often think, you know, if I could just lay on something hard right where that knot is for like about 5 minutes, I could probably get it right out. But my back is so bony that I need something that's like not super intense. And something this small and hard, I feel like would just be uber painful. Not even feel good. So.
Well, I don't know the actual.
What are these like made just like, these are like made out of like a hard plastic?
It looks like it, but I think you can put them into the teeter table, and while you're inverting, you can also be acupressuring.
Oh, okay, so it's made to go kind of in there. That's interesting. Now, the question is how are there different sizes, but are there different intensities in terms of softness and hardness? I don't know that, but because you're right. In certain sensitivities, it can be brutal. You can end up bruised on these things. So you got to find the right one at the right pressure, the right indentation, so to speak. But, you know, I just remember that, Cap Morgan, in my recovery many years ago. It's not that I never get knots anymore, but the knots that I had years ago are much different. And they were years and years of perhaps emotional issues, but years and years also of the way I ate. You know, my muscles were toxic, and I was trying to move this stuff through, and it would play itself out at certain acupressure points. And that's why, you know, chiropractic, massage therapy, all of these things are good, but acupressure points, you can utilize these tools and benefit from them all the while. Hopefully you continue to clean up so that you can break the pattern of recurrence, if that makes sense.
Now, that's really interesting because I was just sharing, somebody had asked me about resources for autoimmune disorders, which, of course, I have dealt with for many, many years. Mm-hmm. And I was talking about the emotional and like personal stress stuff that contributes to the disease and how important it is to kind of get that out. But are you saying that like physical knots in the body can be linked to some of that emotional stress or just like maybe years of being in pain and needing to kind of detox that?
Oh, so much so. I mean, this is the thing where we talk body, mind, spirit connection, and those that understand it like can look at these connections like foot reflexologists. We've talked about this before. They'll get onto your foot and they'll know right where the point is that you're like, why does that hurt? And it correlates to an organ, and that organ may correlate to an emotion. And this is, you know, for me, the fascinating part of those that are schooled this way, because they are often more able to help you than any medically degreed health professional that is not at all looking at the body as a template for a deeper understanding of what really is going on emotionally or even spiritually that manifests this way physically. So for me, it's really exciting when you can learn that, because these maps are out there for people to study. And I'm not saying just, you know, hang a shingle that you're suddenly adept and an expert that people will pay you to do this stuff. But for self-help, my goodness, you can start studying these maps and going, I wonder why that particular point keeps bothering me. You can first and foremost find out, does it relate to a particular organ that may be in stress or may have had problems for, you know, decades in your life? And then how does it correlate to an emotion, for instance, or a historical experience, maybe an abusive situation that happened that you've never really kind of addressed fully or gotten over?
Speaking of, you know, you said if you've been dealing with something for decades, you know, and this stress or knots or blockage would really have built up. Do you feel like there's any type of good correlation to, like, you know, let's say that you've been in pain for 10 years, like, how long does it take for your body to detox once you are eating clean and doing massages and taking good care of yourself?
It's a fair question to ask. I mean, it's hard to answer it for everybody. But what I say is this, as my experience shows, 1 month for every year you've been suffering. 1 month for every year you've been suffering. Now, that is the caveat is that you're doing everything in your power to truly transform your life in a holistic way. In other words, you're really cleaning up what's going into your body. You're addressing some of the, lack of a better way to say it, impure thoughts and emotions, those which that are self-destructive, consciously trying to work through those. You know, with that level of consciousness bringing into that healing pathway, you're not, you know, you're not going halfway or a quarter of the way there. You'll say, well, you know, this month, you know, I usually eat 10 chocolate bars. This month I'm going to make them all organic, right? But, you know, it's still an excessive kind of scenario. So I use that concept when you're really on that path and committed to the path to heal, and you're open to the gifts that are being given to you and the guidance that's coming your way, you go for it. A month for every year, I think, is a fair assessment. That's what I found. It took me two intense years from 24 to 26 years of age to work through the bulk of my major complaints, right? And then ever since then, of course, there are subtle factors like peeling an onion, new things you'll uncover because this is life. But to talk about those major things that you're really just hampered with, or it's like the anchor you're dragging around.
Yeah, I got it. It makes a lot of sense. And I think that is something that's a little hard for maybe people to wrap their minds around, is like, what does it look like to really be all in? Because you look at a lot of people that I know in business, right? It just seems like they never have to spend much time taking care of themselves. They're just like machines. They just go, go, go. And then here I am like, oh, I need to drink this and take that and rest and do this and see my masseuse and see my chiropractor.
Yeah.
And I just feel so high maintenance, but that's quote unquote normal if you're recovering, right?
Yes, but also you build that into your mission, you know, with your business and how you direct it, which you have, because you've learned a lot about
it. Well, I have had the privilege to do that, yeah.
Yeah, and it, you know, like I said, it's also necessary for your recovery, but again, you don't waste it. It's not wasted on you, not that it would ever be, but you know what I'm saying? You're like, it's not just for you. Ultimately, it's because you are going to touch other people's lives by what you do. So recognizing that, it's very exciting to integrate it, although you may not have the stamina of someone who burns the candle 24/7 in the business world and again then collapses, whether it be adrenal exhaustion or cancerous scenarios, for instance. So this is a very important consideration here. This is where we're going today. It really is, Cap Morgan, when you come on with these great questions. And I praised you for this, not because I don't want you to make fun of me and call me old, just because I genuinely love the questions you bring, because it gives us an ability and a timeliness, if you will, to look back at some of these experiences I had and hopefully translate them to make sense to everybody of the next generations.
I hope so. I hope these little chats are beneficial to the listeners out there too. So, but they are beneficial to me, so thank you.
Oh, of course, of course. All right, so with that, let's say thank you to Cap Morgan for another great Freshman Friday edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. And we're going to ease on into John Rappaport and all kinds of great things that we talk about together here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And, of course, you go robertscottbell.com, robertscottbell.com. Check out the great articles, the links, the Cecilia.com. Also, I want to remind you real quick, those of you who want to stretch out and help heal that kind of thing that you're always getting adjusted for, look for that True Align Body System mat. Go check it out. It's Cecilia.com, K-A-C-E-L-I-A.com. It's linked. And the code for discount is RSB15, RSB15. More powerful healing coming up after this brief break with John Rappaport on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, back at it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. My good friend John Rappaport from NoMoreFakeNews.com is with me now. And, you know, of all the articles that you write, and of course we love it when we talk health and healing and the hypocrisy within big pharma, big government, even big media, of course. But there was an article that you wrote about your time from many years ago where you actually ran for Congress in kind of a pretty liberal, left-leaning Hollywood district. And you didn't win, but there's a whole lot of stories going on that you experienced and things that you learned. And I think we would all benefit from hearing, because the perspective on, oh, if we could just vote people in that would do the right thing, it'd be all good. Of course, we got a Donald Trump who's not part of the political establishment. The globalists hate him. The Republican establishment hates him. The Democrat establishment hates him. So even if you get a guy that mucks up the works, still no guarantee that the transformation that people are looking for is going to happen.
No, there isn't. Yeah, that was a very interesting time, 1994. And this was in a district in Los Angeles. I was running for Congress against Henry Waxman, who was a 20-year incumbent by that time. So he had the whole district sewed up. And I figured that the only way to try to win was to run against him in the Democratic primary, although I certainly wasn't of a Democrat turn of mind. But, you know, that was then, this is now. If I had it to do over, I would run as an independent. But nevertheless, that's what I chose. So the issue for me at the time was health freedom, which was a gigantic movement in America, which was basically the right of every individual to manage his or her own health and body. And the issue was brought to a head because the FDA appeared to be threatening to cut off Americans from the full range of nutritional supplements under various devious means. And they were also raiding natural health practitioner clinics.
Yes.
And arresting people and charging them and dropping the charges. And
the story of Jonathan Wright, it comes to mind. And also, I remember at that time, of course, this was before the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act happened in 94. You referenced more people wrote into Congress than any other issue since the Vietnam police action. So this was a big deal. I think even Mel Gibson, if you remember, movie star Mel Gibson did a PSA little brief movie, like being raided in his kitchen, and he's going, "Hey guys, it's just vitamins, right?" Do you remember that in the theaters?
Yes, I do. I remember. I watched it on television. It was a great little piece. So, and certain celebrities were coming on board. James Earl Jones, a few lesser lights. So that was my basic issue. And it was a hot issue in the Los Angeles area. But once I got into the campaign and the health freedom movement in general, I began to see certain troubling things emerge. For example, there were a couple of nutritional companies who were bankrolling the health freedom movement and giving it a little bit of financial push. And the more that I saw what was going on, the more I realized that what these people wanted was the bill, the law that you just referenced, which at the time was called the Hatch Bill, that was eventually passed in 1994, which appeared to give nutritional supplement manufacturers an open path to continuing to sell their full range of supplements. But several lawyers warned at the time that this bill was not going to provide the kind of protection that people thought it would, but they were ignored pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And so I began to see that there were sort of two levels of the movement. I was urging, for example, for an all-out attack on the FDA and exposing them, and it was part of my congressional campaign, that they were going to war against natural health, and they were also foisting untold numbers of poisonous and death-dealing medicines on the public, and so they had to be toppled, exposed, and prosecuted.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, where I was going.
But what you found out, and we're going to take a break here, was that there were elements within the people who were so supposedly on our side that wanted health freedom that didn't like the direct tactics that you were proposing. I want to get into that because this gets into some kind of the new agey concept of we can just get along with everybody. And again, I'm all about the love. Don't get me wrong. But there are ways to make this happen, and there are ways to utterly fail if your attempt is reestablishing freedom, particularly health freedom. More with John Rappaport when we come back from this break.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Barrettero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
So John Rappaport is recalling his experience running for Congress in 94 against Henry the Waxman. Waxman, we've talked about many years, never liked the dietary supplement and was really pretty much anti-supplement, ironically, being from L.A. area where a lot of people utilize them. But, you know, the health freedom issue was primed. The pump was primed, what was going on back then, John. It should have been a shoe-in. You should have won this thing, even though you were up against a big-time incumbent, didn't have the funding. But if there ever was an alignment, that could have, maybe should have been it, but something went awry.
One of the things that I noticed was there were elements inside the health freedom movement who A, only wanted to pass this Hatch bill that they thought would protect the supplement industry, and B, they did not want to offend. They did not want to go on the attack against the FDA, as I was proposing in no uncertain terms. They did not want to expose the medical cartel. They did not want to take this out there where it really belonged.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember a meeting that I attended that had to do with strategy. This was not my campaign. This was the Health Freedom Movement. I was invited to the meeting. I had no idea who these people were. There were about 10 people sitting around a table. I think it was probably in a hotel or something. And I thought, you know, what are we doing here? What's the story? What's the strategy? What are we talking about? And there was one guy in particular. I don't remember his name. He was very smooth, very kind of inclusive, very, you could say he was new agey, but he had it down. I mean, mm-hmm. he was able to, and his whole thing was, you know, let's all get along here and let's all find common ground and so on and so forth.
Well, it's an appealing message, isn't it? I mean, that the concept of, like, who's going to stand against that and say, no, let's not get along. But then again, when we sit back and we've been talking about it, you've been writing about it for years, and you're saying the other folks not interested in getting along. In fact, they'd be just as soon happy to see you dead. And that's how serious this is. And when you bring that up, people of that ilk will say, well, no, you're just being negative. Don't reinforce that. You're putting more energy into that. Have you heard that concept?
Oh, I mean, I could tell you endless stories.
Mm-hmm.
Even as we speak, I won't reveal who this is, but I'm on an email list and I see all the postings, and these are people who are definitely for health freedom. And to read some of these postings, it's the same language. Don't be negative. If we have a negative mindset, we're going to lose. We have to know, you know, what is it? We have to be all inclusive. One person went so far as to say, we create big pharma on some cosmic level, you see. So if we were to be cognizant of that, then somehow that would lead to a resolution of this whole horrible thing. I've heard this lingo over and over again. People who are afraid of their own moral outrage is really what it is. They identify it as anger, but it's not. I mean, it's not just mindless anger. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, you know, what you would experience, for example, if your own child or a child of your closest friends received a vaccine and was then brain damaged for life.
Yeah.
Because the doctor insisted on giving it. Now, to say, well, you mustn't be angry even at that. You mustn't express any moral outrage over that is absolutely preposterous. So this guy at this meeting, he was trying to sort of mollify everybody. Yet there was no real message that I could see until finally it sort of came up out of the box, and it was, we have to pass this bill. This is what we're about. If we get this bill passed, everything will be okay. We will have achieved a doable objective here.
Mm.
And I spoke out against it, as I was doing at every occasion in those days, and still. But he was representing somehow some forces, perhaps in the nutritional supplement industry, who got what they wanted. They got the bill passed. Everybody folded up his tent and went home. The health freedom movement began to just sort of fade away, as if it had never happened. There was no longer a push. There was no longer any kind of even loose organization. And really, that was the end of that.
What two words come to mind, John, this concept of controlled opposition at this point. I mean, they realized that they were up against a mammoth movement. How could they stop it in its tracks? Well, they couldn't really. They had to give something, but in giving something, what did they really give? Did we gain the health freedom we were after?
No, we got a temporary stay in a limited way. And you're absolutely right. Controlled opposition. What can we give them? Well, let's give them the bill. Let's make it a law. You know, there was no reason to suppose that there was any kind of consensus in the Congress that they would pass a bill like that unless people said to them, look, throw them a bone and they'll go away. We'll come back later and do what we want to do. I see.
And folks, what did we get? We got freedom of speech restriction. Not the freedom that we were after, but a limitation on what we could say about the things that could promote health or reverse disease. That now, if you mentioned anything remotely related to that, you had to have that famous disclaimer, this is not approved to treat, cure, prevent, mitigate, FDA is not to analyze this. Now, for those of us who know what the FDA is, it doesn't phase us and we go beyond it, but it certainly put a damper on where this could have gone, which could have put a huge, I mean, not just a minor dent, but a huge dent in pharmaceutical sales, which they are taking some level of hits, but at the same time, prescription drug use is up higher than it ever has been, and it's still climbing, despite some semblance or pockets of awareness on this issue. But it did put the brakes, ultimately, on where this could have gone or would have gone if total freedom of speech had been once again allowed in America over this issue of what these supplements can do.
Absolutely. And so you see infiltration of a very large wave movement in the United States by people who they have you know, their own proprietary narrow interests, like we want to continue making money selling supplements, so we have to get a bill passed and then we'll go home. And then you had other people infiltrating the movement who wanted to prevent, you know, at all costs, an all-out attack on the FDA, the CDC, the medical cartel, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And so I could see at first dimly, but then it began to clarify as the days and weeks and months went by. In the middle of this pressure cooker that was the health freedom movement that was expanding like crazy, that there were these forces that were acting to rein it in. And it's not that hard to do, I'm sorry to say, because the amount of energy that people have and are willing to expend appears to be limited. So if after a certain period of time they're not getting what they really hoped they would get, most of them just kind of turn around and walk away.
Right.
And the opposition understands that. These people don't have unlimited money. I mean, they just can't keep on going forever. So we'll just wear them down. We have infiltrators in the movement. And we'll just kind of soften the whole approach. And eventually we'll get a bill passed. And then everybody can say, we won. And they'll go home. And this was pretty much what I was facing both mm-hmm. in my congressional campaign and in the health freedom movement, to see this mysterious thing happen.
How long can outrage be sustained if you give enough, just enough to temper that outrage down to a minor sizzle, and then people will go away and go, yeah, there are other things I can focus on now, which is exactly what happened. In the meantime, the moral outrage that, you know, we should be focused on because of the annual rate of death due to FDA approved drugs is paid still no attention, and we're all upset because NFL football players are kneeling, crouching, squatting, standing on their head, or not showing up for a national anthem.
Right. There's another facet of this as well I'm trying to kind of articulate here, and that is that within, at the time, the health freedom movement, and still, even today, there are people who feel that, how can I say this, not just that we should take a softer approach, but that there has to be some kind of vast organization that comes into being that is sort of the consensus of millions of people that is going to somehow win the war, you know. And my experience is that whenever you try to get gigantic numbers of people together to agree on something, the outcome is always going to be watered down.
Yes.
That's the last thing. And, I mean, I met great people in the health freedom movement. I met more truly radical people in the good sense of that word than I had ever met in any other venue, in my life. People who really understood what the government was doing in the medical field and how they were trying to destroy natural health. And these people were very, very tough-minded. But they had been through the wars for many decades, longer than I had, and they knew, they could see the handwriting on the wall before I did. And some of them told me, they said, "We see what you're doing here, and you're doing the right thing. But you have to realize that the forces that are running this movement are not going to come to your aid. Mm. They're not going to help you win the congressional seat, and they're not going to take this out beyond
right.
some kind of economic profit for themselves."
Hold on, John. I don't want to leave everybody bummed out about that, because we got one more segment. I'm going to have John Rappaport carry us on into the weekend on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out. Links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-GSI-GOLD. 877-474-4653 or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, upcoming events are in the show notes. RobertScottBell.com. Truth About Cancer next week. We got a big event in Seattle, Federal Way, Washington. I'll be speaking live, broadcasting live and speaking at the Marlene's Market in Delhi in Federal Way. That's the 11th of October. And after that, we've got a couple of conferences coming up in Orlando, the Schizencephaly Conference, a rare brain disorder. I'll be speaking about silver's role in immune modulation and neurological benefit. And also at the International Iridology and Integrative Medicine Congress. That's also happening simultaneously. I'll be speaking on molecular hydrogen and its role in healing and helping us through a lot of things. So that's coming up. John Rappaport's always doing his thing, and we appreciate him so much. I personally do, and I hope you do as well at nomorefakenews.com. Tell him the story, though. It's a long story, but it's an important one about your what you learned running for Congress and also at the time when, you know, the big push was on for health freedom, and that resulted in the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act bill, which, you know, my buddy Jonathan Emore talked about. He always knew there were flaws in it, and, of course, they're coming back to bite a lot of companies in the butt many years later. So what can we do, John? Is there a winning combination or strategy that gets beyond the ability to be manipulated and controlled by opposition that penetrates into our sphere? Even though there are people that are very aware of these things, it's not everybody. So they know how they play us, because look what's going on with the NFL. Again, once again, you've written about this as a matter of course. The outrage, the moral outrage, the outrage is all there. When really, does that matter in the big scheme of things compared to what can kill you from the FDA?
No. But here's what I don't know whether I call this a precise formula, but it works. If there is enough pressure, people speaking out, writing, broadcasting like you do and so on, and this movement for health freedom and exposing the poisonous essence of the medical cartel is spreading all over the world, believe me, on all fronts, especially on the vaccine front now, then what happens is it's not as if the major media are going to suddenly, you know, turn around, but other people are going to come out of the closet. For example, the doctor John Peace in Australia, who decided that he was going to just say, you know, I write vaccine exemptions. You want to strip my license? Go ahead. But, you know, I've taken an oath to do no harm. And that has incidentally become a major story in the Australian press. But imagine what would happen in Australia. And again, it's this groundswell of pressure coming up if three or four or five doctors, just five, stepped out of the shadows and said, we do the same thing. We write vaccine exemptions. We're MDs, just like John Peace. And each one of them begins speaking out against vaccination. Now something different is happening. Now it's a whole different world over there because they've only got 25 million people in the country. Now mothers and fathers become extremely concerned about vaccinating their children. And the same thing could happen in any country where the people who, the whistleblowers, let's call them, who were insiders or were practitioners, suddenly turn around because they feel the pressure. They feel that the population is waking up and it's pricking their conscience and they can't any longer do what they're doing. Now that works. It's not like a computer program agenda, but it definitely works. And there is a possibility that more of these people, insiders, are going to step out of the shadows and expose what's actually happening. And then the game is really on.
John, it seems like the idea is of shattering illusions, it's not like a homeopath can shatter the illusions necessarily of people's faith in medical doctors. It often, because they place so much faith in those medical doctors, it takes someone of that image, if you will, to come out and say, yep, the homeopath is right, or whatever, or, you know, what I've been doing here is wrong, and I see it now, like a John Peace, and you said one by one by one, the faith that was misplaced in that institution or those people that represented those institutions almost have to come out and say it before the people are willing to see it.
Yeah, it's sort of a chicken and egg.
Mm-hmm.
One gives rise to the other, and which comes first, who knows, but... Or take the case of Robert Mendelsohn.
Oh, you know what? We're going to have to do Robert Mendelsohn next time. We're out of time. Gosh darn it. Go look him up, folks, and we'll get John Rappaport back on as soon as possible. We're heading into the weekend. Lots of exciting things going on. John, appreciate you so very much, and you definitely helped me bring the power to heal back where it belongs with each and every one of you.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.